Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9. And the text for the day is Krishna Heshwari. Who said that? Vipul? Thank you. Text 16. Na hyasya karichid rajan. Na hyasya karichid rajan. Puman Veda Viditsitam.
Puman Veda Viditsitam.
Puman Veda Viditsitam.
Puman Veda Viditsitam.
Yad Vignasaya Yukta.
Yad Vignasaya Yukta.
Yad Vignasaya Yukta.
Yad Vignasaya Yukta.
Yad Vignasaya Yukta. Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Puhyanti
Nayasya karichid rajan.
Nayasya karichid rajan.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Yad vijiknasaya yukta.
Yad vijiknasaya yukta.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Nayasya karichid rajan.
Nayasya karichid rajan.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Yad vijiknasaya yukta.
Yad vijiknasaya yukta.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Puhyanti kavayopihi.
Nayasya karichid rajan.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Puman veda viditsitam.
Yad vijignyasa yuksaya yukta.
Yad vijignyasaya yukta.
Muyanti kavayopihi.
Muyanti kavayopihi.
Nayasya
karichid rajan.
Puman veda vidhitsitam.
Puman veda vidhitsitam.
Yad
vijignasaya yukta.
Muhyanti kavayopihi.
Muhyanti kavayopihi.
Nayasya
karichid rajan. Puman veda viditsitam. Yad vijignasaya yukta. Uyanti kavayopihi. Nayasya karichid rajan. Puman veda viditsitam. Yad vijignasaya yukta. Kuyanti kavayopihi. Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Asya.
Asya.
His. Karichit.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Rajan.
Rajan.
O King.
O King.
Puman.
Puman.
Anyone.
Veda.
Veda.
Knows.
Viditsitam.
Plan.
Plan.
Yet.
Yet.
Which. Vijignasaya. With exhaustive inquiries. Yukta. Being engaged. Huyanti. Bewildered. Kavaya. Great philosophers. Api. Even. He. Certainly. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Please repeat. O King,
O King,
no one can know the plan of the Lord.
No one can know the plan of the Lord.
Sri Krishna.
Sri
even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Purport. The bewilderment of Maharaj Yudhisthira over his past sinful acts and the resultant sufferings, etc., is completely negated by the great authority Bhishma, one of the 12 authorized persons. Bhishma wanted to impress upon Maharaj Yudhisthira that since time immemorial, no one, including such demigods as Shiva and Brahma, could ascertain the real plan of the Lord. So what can we understand about it? It is useless also to inquire about it. Even the exhaustive philosophical inquiries of sages cannot ascertain the plan of the Lord. The best policy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. The sufferings of the Pandavas were never due to their past deeds. The Lord had to execute the plan of establishing the kingdom of virtue, and therefore his own devotees suffered temporarily in order to establish the conquest of virtue. Bhishma Dev was certainly satisfied by seeing the triumph of virtue, and he was glad to see King Yudhisthira on the throne, although he himself fought against him. Even a great fighter like Bhishma could not win the battle of Kurukshetra because the Lord wanted to show that vice cannot conquer virtue, regardless of who tries to execute it. Bhishma Dev was a great devotee of the Lord, but he chose to fight against the Pandavas by the will of the Lord because the Lord wanted to show that a fighter like Bhishma cannot win on the wrong side. We're going to chant the Mangala Charanam. It's in your songbook on page number 11. 8? Page 10? Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatanine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Parambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdesa Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha
Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Namo mahavaranyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaura tvise namaha. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhaktarupa sarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakyam namami bhaktashaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Marana Mohano. Divya Vrindaranya Kulpa Drumadau Srimad Radha Kanasinga Sanastau Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Devo Krishtalibi Sevyamanu Smarami Srimad Rasa Rasarambi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinata Sriye Sunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tosi Devai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Sachavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nanishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Yasya karichit rajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijna nasaya yukta mukyanti kaveyopihi. O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Bewilderment, Queen Kunti speaks about how the Lord is like an actor on the stage, and that it's hard to see how he's performing his activities because he disguises himself. But he is swatantra. He can act as he likes. He's completely independent. And we can't act as we like. We're not completely independent. We're minutely independent. We can try to act in a way that we like, but actually, if we deviate from the plan of the Lord and execute, try to do our own plan, then it doesn't work out. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj mentions when he was speaking to his classmates that since the beginning of time, people have been trying to fulfill their desires and to alleviate distress as much as possible. But no one in the history of the world ever, not even once, has been successful. Because we're meant for a different purpose. We're actually constitutionally a part and parcel of the Lord. We're meant for a specific mission, for a specific purpose in serving the Lord in a particular way. And when we try to do something other than that, then we become frustrated and bewildered. And so the essence of Krishna consciousness is being given in this verse, that if you just follow, then you'll be happy. It's as simple as that. just hear it and do it. And then you'll also realize it. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janaya Yashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayara Haitukam. It's not that it's a brainwashed zombie activity following the Lord. Actually, somebody who does that goes against the norm of the material world, which is actually ludicrous, that I say I'm going to act independently, and I end up being degraded and victimized by the modes of material nature. All the time, you see mad people. If you go to the court, you'll see people all the time. Kurnos laughing because he knows it. I've been to court, and I've seen the kind of degraded people that come in there. And maybe not in your kind of court.
It depends which doctor.
You're dealing with white collar crime. Well, if you go into the drug court, not that I got busted for drugs or anything. I went there for another reason. But, you know, just I saw the whole hallway before they actually let people in there. The lawyers go in and talk to the judge about how the whole thing's going to happen with their client before the client even comes in. You know, there's a whole discussion in there. Listen, you know, he agrees if you give him a misdemeanor, then he'll plea, you know, and then he'll save you some time, and the courts, you know, he'll agree to this, right?
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
Yes.
So they all agree. But anyway, in the hallway, you're waiting outside, and there's all these people that are been victimized by the modes of material nature trying to break the law. Some of them are sobered by the experience of coming before the judge, but all of them have to. Otherwise, they'll be hunted down, and they'll be arrested, and they'll be thrown in jail. You can't buck the system. You have to follow. And if you say, well, it says go on the right side of the road, and I say, I'm going to drive on the left side. I'm independent. I don't have to follow these laws. Then you'll have to answer to the highway patrol. And if you're belligerent about it, they'll actually lock you up, put you in jail, and detain you. It's kind of Krishna's mercy in a way. When we become so independent, it's just like a drunk guy. He goes into town and starts, you know, breaking things. So they put him in the jail overnight just so he sobers up a little bit. So he doesn't hurt himself and hurt others. So we get put into lower modes of nature. It's sort of lockdown for us. So we don't hurt ourselves. And we can, you know, be more under control of the material nature, just eat, sleep, mate, and defend. But then you come to the human form of life, and then there's responsibility. Atato brahma jignasa. You have to now take your own responsibility. It's your responsibility. You have some consciousness where you have to make a choice. It's the most heady thing, actually, when it comes to this point between me and the Shastra and the instruction of my guru, and then Krishna's, you know, speaking from within the heart and says, you know, control your senses now. And the senses are going, no way, You know, and then, you know, see these great sadhus, they make these prayers like, kama dinam katina katida palita durnidesha. He's singing, now Rupa Goswami sings this verse, look, how many lifetimes and how many ways have I served these bad masters who have told me, you know, just do it my way. Let's just do it, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, we'll worry about the problem, the results later. The tongue, the senses, the mind. Prahlad Maharaj says it's just like they're dragging. Everyone's got their own agenda, every sense. You know, the stomach goes, hey, it's time to eat. Let's eat right now, you know. But if we follow those, then we fall under their control, become victimized. So Rupa Goswami says that at one point I come to the realization that these are bad masters. They've never given me mercy, actually. And they've never given me time off, even. And they've never shown compassion to me. They've always just told me what to do. Always. It's as long as I can remember. In every species of life, they're dictating. He said, now I'm going to act in full consciousness. And I'm going to make a decision on my own. He called Labdha Buddhi. He gains, Labdha means, you know, you gain your intelligence. And it's spiritual intelligence. It's the human form of life. It's this pinnacle where we come to the point of being able to say, no more. I'm going to make a stand against this. And I'm going to actually become independent from the control of the senses and of the modes of material nature by surrendering to Krishna. And he says at the end of this verse that the way he'll do this is by getting some personal service to the Lord. You have to have something to do. Nahi kaschit shanamapi jatu tischetta karma krit karyate hyavasha karma sarva prakriti jairgunai. Krishna says, you can't stop moving and acting. The modes will move you anyway. So if you don't have some service for the Supreme, then you're going to have some service for somebody else. And who's that going to be? It's going to be the senses. They're going to win every time. So we have to have our personal victory over the senses. It's got to be us who decides. We've got to gain our intelligence. We have to make a plan to discipline ourselves. Vacho vegam, manasakroda vegam, jihwa vegam, udaropasta vegam. Etan vegam, yo vishaheta tira, sarvam apimam prithivimna shishyat. Means that if you can do that, then everyone in the world becomes your disciple. Why? Because everyone in this world is serving the senses. And if you're able to conquer that aspect, if you're actually able to control your senses and be the master of your senses, then you're above everyone else in this world. You're able to give clear instruction about what the goal of life is, and you're able to act independently, actually. This is called the regulator principles of freedom. And the guy's in the court saying, no, I'm free because I do whatever I want. I take drugs, I break the law. That's freedom. No, it's not, because you're immediately apprehended. And if you're not apprehended by the police, your senses will smash you. You know, intoxication, you'll become smashed. Because the next day you'll say, okay, I don't want to take intoxication today. And the senses will say, no, you took it yesterday, let's do it again. They say, no, I don't want to. No, you have to, or you're going to get sick. You're forced. The material nature's it's set up in such a way that you become entrapped by doing it. So, nunam pramata kurute vikarma. Lord Rishabhdev says, don't become implicated like this. And you get free. And the way to become free is to follow the Supreme Free. Krishna is abhijna and swarat. And everything he does is perfect. And his instructions are perfect. So if we simply follow what he says to do, especially the verse in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masuchaha. Then we have nothing to worry about. That's what he says. If you follow this instruction, you know, of all the instructions, if you follow this one, you got nothing to worry about. Surrender to me. And there's actually a surrender process. You say, well, I can't surrender all at once. Maybe true. You know, I can't just drop everything and surrender. Maybe true. But there's a process to surrender. It means accept things that are favorable, reject things that are unfavorable. You have to make a cultivation. Consider myself to be maintained by Krishna. This is a meditation unto itself. Never to consider myself to be independent. Consider myself to be very fallen. These are the processes of surrender. And in that, there's a whole cultivation to the life of a devotee given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction. How you can actually regulate the senses by being in the association of devotees, and how you can regulate the senses by daily practicing chanting the Maha Mantra and other kinds of verses about the Lord. You can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, in and of itself, just by regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna will help you within the heart to regulate the senses and to actually get a taste for something higher. Vishaya vinivartante nirahara siddehina rasavarjam risopyasya param drishva nivartate. Until you come to the stage of getting a taste where you hear the name and you feel some attraction for it, or you have some attraction in your service, serving without any expectation of reward, just serving Krishna in the association of devotees, then it's very difficult to become free from the service to the senses. And this has been going on since an immemorial time. But now we're at this juncture. Labhasa dulabham idam bahusambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadira. This is a great chance that somehow or other, Mahaprabhu says, out of 8,400,000 species of life, there's a small window in this 400,000 range of the human form of life, by which you can, it's like just getting a human body is like winning the lottery practically in the scheme of the whole material nature. Labvasudulabham, it's sudulabham, it's very hard to achieve, but you get it in course of time anyway. Your number comes up somehow or other. Labvasudulabham, bahu sambhavanti manushyam artanam anityam apihadira. And even though this body is just as temporary as all the other bodies that are in this nature, Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says, still it's very valuable. It's extremely valuable because you can utilize this lifetime for inquiring about the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, Sarva dharman parityaja mame kam shananam braja aham tam sarva papi bhyo mokshay shami masuja. He's pointing out that this is the duty of every living entity, is to surrender. If you surrender, and not the kind of surrender that you see on television where they cut to the high-speed chase and they're chasing the guy, then you look back 2 hours later and they're still chasing him, He ran out of gas. And now the wheels are coming off. And finally he gets out and he runs for it, And they're chasing him over hill and down dale and over brambles. And, he's getting torn up. And then finally he knows there's no other way. And then so he stretches out on the ground and puts his hands out. And they yank his arms back and they put him in the... You've seen it. And probably beat him a few times if you're in Los Angeles. And then this is... not the kind of surrender, but you do it voluntarily. This is actually noble, to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, we become victimized. So even if you do surrender, this verse is saying, for those who are great souls, like Maharaj Yudhisthira, there are so many reversals that come about in the course of life in this world. But the devotees, because they're surrendered to the Lord, they see it as his kindness upon them, that whatever is coming to them is awarded by the Lord to help them become more dependent. Vipara santuta shasvat tatra tatra jagad guru bhavato darshanam yat syad apunar bhava darshanam. Isn't it true? When we're shocked or surprised by something or come to a situation where even you're chastised or someone corrects you for your mentality, that suddenly you can become sober. I know this is my experience. I could be sailing along and the subtleties of contamination, particularly, we may be giving up the bad habits externally, like this... these four regulative principles, not taking intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, of course, and, on the gross level. But then there's always opportunity for subtly that we can be carrying some conception around that I am, great controller of the senses, I have some position in the spiritual society, I'm better than others. Pratishtha, it's called pratishtha, some kind of distinction that I'm, I'm something. But then when we get, when I get somehow jolted, smashed by maybe, some kind of reversal, like say if I lost all my money or something, or say if a friend chastised me for being a fool, or say, a superior... corrected me or give me some more examples.
You get a stroke and you can't move.
This has happened. I talked to a devotee who's an old friend of mine from New York, and he had gone away from the temple for a while, and he was doing bodybuilding, and he was taking these supplements with ephedra in them, and they caused him to have a stroke. And he said that he was conscious, and he knew he was in his body, but none of his senses worked. He was like trapped inside his body, and he had a stark realization of how much he had given up just to go do some whimsical thing. Yeah, that's a good example. What's another example of something that'll wake you up all of a sudden?
You get arrested.
Yeah, get arrested. Yeah, arrest is, I got a first time in my life, I got a speeding ticket. So it was in the car. Of course, they were all egging me on. but I was, you know, I've been driving a lot slower lately. Yes, you had one?
Yeah, when you lose someone dear to you.
Oh, that's a good one. When you lose someone very dear to you. Yeah, and you see it before you. You know how someone very dear to you just dies? You know, this is very sobering, isn't it? Any other things? Yes.
Actually, worse than that is watching someone through a process which takes them there. So if someone close to you has cancer or something that's terminal and you're sitting and watching that entire process.
Watching the process of someone leaving their body or going through a very hard time like cancer, something like that. It's very sobering, yes.
More minor things, but two things just happened to us yesterday. My wife was going to go visit a friend who was dying of cancer, and she may not have much time to live. And then she discovered that the passport expired in February, and she can't go to Canada without the passport. And so she was just getting ready to go, and she can't go today. Then last night, our water started dribbling out of our faucet. This morning we woke up, there was no power, there was no pressure in our water, so we couldn't, you know, we had a house with no water.
They had to bathe in Perrier water.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. So all these things, they happen, and then, you know, we can all of a sudden have a realization maybe. You know, Prabhupada was so careful. He told us to be serious. He told three things: be strict, serious, and sincere. And you think about it, like, if you watch Prabhupada, how serious he was all the time. Like, just, he took care of his personal effects, because all of them he needed to use in the service of Krishna. They were all vital. He was using everything. So he had this white bag, and it had a lock on it, had his personal effects. And when he was in his room in Los Angeles, he'd lock the white bag, and then it would be locked in the Elmira in his room. Two keys. You know, one bag is locked, it's locked in the Elmira. And you may think, well, this is, it seems like a little bit extreme or something like that. But actually, it's part of this kind of consciousness where, like, anything can happen in this material world at any time. And I have to be very careful. I'll be serious all the time. And if I'm not, when the enjoying spirit, it's the enemy of the soul, actually. Kama Rupa Durashadam. Krishna says, this is the eternal enemy of the soul, is this enjoying spirit, where I think, actually, you know, well, even if I am in Krishna consciousness, actually, I'm doing Krishna consciousness, I'm doing some basic things. So there's a little room for me to fool around on the other side. Because after all, you know, this makes up for it. So I can kind of have an enjoying spirit anyway. You know, what's going to be the harm? And, you know, Maya's tricky. And if you open, it was like Prabhupada said, it's like a silver-tongued salesman. Have you ever seen, experience, like somebody comes to your door? I'm afraid to open my door because when they come to the door, then they'll talk me into it. You heard the expression, put your foot in the door, right? Like you open the door and then they start talking, and they're so expert, you know, they have all these questions. So, do you live here? And, you know, they start asking you all these things. You go, yes, yes, yes. You know, so why don't you sign here? Yes, I mean, but Prabhupada said, Maya's like that. She comes to your door, you know, knock on the door. It's like, oh, no, I'm busy right now. No, this will just take a second. Oh, all right, just 1 second. You open the door. And then 50 lifetimes later, you know, it's like you come out of the water. It's like, what happened, you know? Maya, you know, she's so strong, so we have to be serious. It's like Maya's out there knocking. He's like, just open the door just for a second. I just want to talk to you just for a minute. And it's like, I'm not opening the door. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's so many opportunities that, you know, if we have the enjoying spirit, she'll trick us. It's our fault because we're maintaining it. And then we'll think, yeah, I can just do that for a second. And then next thing we know, we're swept away. So being aware of the fact that we're in a precarious situation in this world and maintaining a very serious kind of sadhana means making sure that we're fortified in our practice so that on a daily basis, we're around the kinds of people who will remind us of Krishna, and they're serious themselves. This is one of the most important things. Lord Chaitanya, when he was asked, what is a devotee? He said, asat sangha tyage vaishnava char. Stri sangha eka sadhu bhakta krishna ar. He said the definition of a bhakta is somebody who avoids people who have an enjoying spirit. Because as soon as you get around somebody with an enjoying spirit, then you let your guard down and you think, oh, I can enjoy too. And as soon as you start thinking you can enjoy in the material world, you lose your humility and you lose your seriousness, and it's a very difficult situation because Maya will victimize us. So we have to remember that, I have to remember, to gradually, incrementally make my life fortified, gradually, incrementally have my life, my house, my everything fortified. You can't do it all at once, actually. You can't just suddenly yank yourself out of whatever situation you're in, or take the mind, you know. One day your mind, you're chanting and you're feeling some happiness and you're thinking, I'm hearing the name. And the next day the mind says, no, we're not chanting. That's it. No chanting today. What do you mean? No, today is potato chip day. We're going to eat potato chips today. You know, and potato chips and CNN all day. That's it, you know. And if we don't have a plan, you know, to somehow get around that, then we'll... Over and over again, we'll slip a little bit. So Lord Krishna told Uddhava that, you know, when you're controlling the mind, he says, just like breaking a horse. When you break a horse, you don't just, you know, take him out of the wild, put him in a pen, and hold him down with the rope. He'll go crazy because he can't handle it. It's too much for him all at once. So gradually, you bring the horse, you put him in the pen, you let him run around a little bit and get used to his new environment. And then you put the rope around his neck. And then you get somebody who knows how to talk to horses, and they're going, you know, they all these talk, you know, how to talk to horses, and horse whisperers, you know, they talk them in, and then the horse comes over a little bit, gradually pull them in, and then the horse goes, nah, and then you let them out a little bit. So Krishna says, you'll pull them in, you let them out, you pull them in, you let them out, and, you know, still on the rope, you're still on the rope, so we have to keep the rope on, as somehow or other, keep the connection, have your... you know, your life fortified so that it's connected, so you know, like with our 16 rounds or whatever vow you have for the number of rounds you're doing, you can't be lazy. You can't say, I'll do it the next day. Today's work has to be done today. This is our work. You have to do the work. If it's 16 rounds, you've made a vow, do your work today. Because if you're lazy, we'll become victimized by Maya. We'll say, it's okay, I don't have to do it because I'm doing some other service or because some other thing. And then we'll become weak. We'll lose this numerical strength. So we have to take a stand somewhere, but then also, in some ways, when the mind goes crazy on us too, we also have to have some kind of a way to not be over rigid, and beat ourselves up. You have to be merciful to yourself also. Just like when a devotee comes to you and says, you know, I'm having problems. It's really difficult because, you know, I'm following, but then sometimes I'm not following. And then what do you say? What do you tell them?
Try to do it.
Huh?
Try to do it.
Anything else? Any
don't be a rascal, get serious.
Don't be a rascal, get serious? I'm going to come to Vijay next time. What else? And you tell him he's, like, finished or, you know, like, you might as well give up?
Huh? Keep it up.
Keep it up, continue, you're encouraging, right? So we should also encourage ourselves. This is my point. This is as we give mercy to others, which means, you know, someone comes and says, you know, I have a problem. This even, it says in Shastra, Karabhajana Muni says, Swapada mulam bhajata priyasya tyakyanya bhavasa hare priyasaha vikarmi yach chodpatitam katan jid tunoti sarvam hridi sannivishtaha. If someone is following and their whole mood is to try to make advancement in devotional service, but accidentally, somehow or other, by the force of past previous habit, they engage in vikarma, it's that Krishna makes up for it. Krishna makes up for it. Because he knows what you're trying to do, and he knows how strong material nature is. He created it. So we should also be merciful to others and encourage them to keep going. We don't say you're finished. And we should also be merciful to ourselves. If we fall down, we get back up again. So you have to be able to, you know, keep getting back up within a certain framework, too, that we know what our goal is every day, what our numerical strength is. We have a certain set program every day that we can take shelter of, like Vijay. He gets up, chants his 16 rounds carefully, and he reads from his shloka book. I've seen him because I stayed with him in New Vrindavan. You know, he has a program. He's fixed in it, and he goes to bed at a certain time. You know, he knows what the parameters are because, like, the mind is so powerful. It says in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like a wild animal. And you catch that wild animal, and you bring him home, and you put him in a cage. And after a couple of years, you start thinking, wow, he looks pretty cute, actually, you know? This happens all the time, really. People get these wild animals, you know, they think, oh, an exotic wild animal, let's get a tiger. Deer, I want a tiger. Okay, how much is it? You know, they get a tiger, they bring it home, it's like, oh, he's so cute and everything like that. And he goes for a few years, they show him off to all the guests and everything. And one day he just, for no reason at all, apparently he just mauls somebody, you know, at the dinner party. Just tears him to shreds. And so the Bhagavatam says, just like that, the mind's like that. Put him in the cage, and after a while you look in and say, ah, it's not that important. He looks pretty tame. He's pretty cute, you know? And just leave the cage open. I'll just take rest now. I don't know. I don't want to wake up and close the cage. And then he gets out at night and tears you to shreds. So we have to be vigilant, too, to understand that to be independent in this life means to be always dependent on the supreme independent, and that's Krishna. And to do that, we have to surrender. We have to actually have our act together. We have to really know what the standard is according to Rupa Goswami, according to the Acharyas, and we have to follow it. And that's really all we have to do. Take shelter of them. This is the process. Bejare munio tagre bhagavantam adhoksajam satvam vishuram shemaya kalpante initaniha. That previously, all these great sages, they did this. They actually took shelter of Vishnu. And if we want the same result, even if we're not sages, even if we, you know, live in the suburbs and, you know, we have all kinds of worldly responsibility, if we just follow those sages step by step, we'll get the same result. And we'll also go back home, back to Godhead by this mercy of the process given to us by these great liberated souls. Om Tat Sat. So one thing is, today we're conducting a festival. We're going on. This is a process by which we're doing something with our arms and our legs and our eyes and our tongue and our ears, which is transcendental. We're going out to try to distribute Krishna literature. And this has been recommended by our Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who took the trouble to write these literatures. And then he told us very clearly many times, go distribute them. Give them to others, because when other people get them, they'll read them, they'll wake up, their knowledge will wake up. Satyadev Prabhu quoted this, Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan at Gita class on Wednesday. That this was the reason they were written by Vyasadeva. He took the trouble to write these literatures because living entities are victimized by this process we've been talking about. Maya Mugda, they're illusion. Jivarnahi Swata Krishna Gyan. They can't wake up by themselves. They have to get Krishna Gyan. So Jivara Kripa, out of mercy for the Jivas, Vedavyas made these books, and the great Acharyas also bring them forward. And then they give us a job. They say, you go out and distribute them. And if you do that, then Prabhupada said, you'll become recognized. Just like a farm boy in Midwest of America. Nobody knows who he is, on the East Coast or the West Coast. Nobody's even heard of him. Because, you know, after all, he just grew up in a little town. Practically only a few people know him at his high school. And even those people, only one of them likes him. And then he signs up for the U.S. Army, and he goes into the infantry, the lowest of the low, and they send him to the front lines. And somehow, in one moment, he gets this inspiration to do something heroic, and he runs out, bullets flying, and he saves his friend, and he carries him back on his back, and he brings him in, and there's photographs of him the next day, and they hit the national paper. Then in New York, they're celebrating this farm boy from Iowa. and on the West Coast they're celebrating it, and everyone knows his name. He becomes heroic. So Prabhupada said, when you take up this heroic activity of saving others by taking up the activity of the acharyas and distributing this knowledge for the benefit of others, then you're like that. You'll get recognized by the Supreme Personality of God, and you will make advancement very quickly. You'll get superior strength and knowledge for practicing yourself, for chanting 16 rounds, and impetus for controlling your senses by distributing to others, because Krishna recognizes it. And so we're going on, this is our festival, to go out and distribute to others. Last night was an unprecedented Harinam Sankirtan, I think. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was about the most we've had, I think, devotees who participated last night. It was very nice. And then today we have, devotees are already out there distributing in different locations around the city. I know Ram Lakshan is already in Santa Cruz warming the place up for Kurnath and his minions. And I don't know who else is out. I don't even know who else is here. Are there devotees in the middle unit?
Yeah.
There are.
Four devotees.
Four devotees doing something in there? Stamping books or something like that. So anyway, it's a great honor to do this service, to go out and distribute it. And so that's what we're going to do. We have, everyone has an opportunity now, by the mercy of the devotees here who have taken to it, it's become easy, because all you have to do is just say yes, and then they'll put you in a party, they'll have you on a list, and you can go to a legal spot and you can just stand there and have fun and distribute books. And we have our secret weapon, Bhakti Daniel is here. Somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, he's coming here to ISV now, so we're going to try to hang on to him as much as possible. And somehow or other, we've attracted Vijay to come here. Vijay Prabhu has been distributing books since the 1970s, and he's, correct? 1978? 1978, he's been distributing books all over
Six
the world.
Years after
mm-hmm. And he's the international book distribution minister for ISKCON. And so he told we were listening to the class in Los Angeles the other day, and he told the assembly there that Savas had asked him to come here to spy and find out any secrets so that he could bring it back to Los Angeles. So we don't mind, you know. We know what you're up to, but actually, it's Krishna's arrangement, because if you do devotional service, then the result is that you attract good association, and then you can make more advancement. So by the sincere desire of the devotees here, they've attracted the likes of His Grace Vijay Prabhu. Thank you very much for coming here.
I just want to let you know that this center here is actually a beacon for the world.
Okay, give them the microphone so they can hear in the middle unit.
Now, what's happening here in the book distribution, the Harinam, also last night, the Harinam, I don't think in the whole world devotees have Harinam that big. 60 devotees. I think there's about 60 devotees. That's huge. And you have this weekly, you have Harinam, or once a month?
Next week we'll have Harinam.
Yeah,
normally we have once a month.
Yeah, so that's regularly once a month you have that.
Something.
That's fantastic.
Not nothing.
That's great. So
okay.
You're very blessed to have the association. Of course, you already know. I'm not saying anything you don't know, but I'm very blessed to also have this association.
Actually, it's the other way around, that I'm being allowed to be here and stay in this association. And it's very good to see you. Hare Krishna. So, does everybody know where they're going today? What an open, wide question. How can you answer that? Who can say where they're going today? Yes?
I'm going to Bharat Bazaar.
Bharat Bazaar, okay. And are you a team leader? Or are you?
I'm the team leader.
You're the team leader. Okay. And who are you taking on your team? You're going to Bharat Bazaar also?
No.
Oh, you know where you're going, though?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Livermore.
The Livermore... what is that place in Livermore? The
temple?
No, no, the Livermore lab.
Yeah.
Lawrence Livermore lab. Let's distribute out there next time. Friend of Lawrence Livermore. Right? You're going to Livermore to where?
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmart. Oh, that's excellent. Have you been out before?
Mm.
First time?
Yes.
And who's your team leader?
Pravina.
Oh, okay, nice.
There will be some nuclear scientists at the Walmart today.
Okay, nuclear scientists, keep your eye out for them. Anybody else know where they're going? Yes, Ramaswamy.
Story Road Walmart.
Story Road Walmart. Is that one of your favorite places?
Yes, it is.
What do you like about it?
For me, it's convenient because it's very near.
It's near your house. That's good. Very good. And who's on your team?
I have to check, but I think Jonathan is in my team today.
Really? You're going with Ramaswamy. Wow. That's
so
a treat.
So you always have two people going? There's always two people?
Yeah, at least two. At least two. And at the Walmarts, we try not to have more than three at a time, and we do it in shifts because it's a little much. We've had, you know, like 10 before, and then it kind of, you know, a little overwhelming. So now we do three at a time, and we do it in shifts, generally.
And same store.
Yeah, same store goes all day long in different shifts. Anybody else know where they're going? Where are you going, Prashant?
San Jose Union, Chiquilla.
You're going to the Walmart in San Jose?
Yeah.
Nice. Have you been there before?
No.
First time. Who's your team leader?
Venki.
Venki, all right. We got the PhD team out there. You have a PhD and a MS from Stanford working the Walmart. It's no match for him out there. We got him surrounded today. Anybody else know where they're going?
No, about tomorrow.
Tomorrow, where are you going tomorrow?
Morning, Campbell Farmers Market.
The Campbell Farmers Market. Are you the team leader?
No, I'm joining Nilesh Prabhu. There will be a new devotee who comes, Jairam Prabhu.
Oh.
And also Hansapriya.
And Hansapriya. Wow, what a nice team. Farmers Market. Is anybody lost and or orphaned and needs a spot? Yes, Jonathan. I mean, Bhakta Daniel needs a spot. So okay, we'll take in Bhakta Daniel, and give him a good spot. We'll have to figure it out. Let's see what's on the chart. Pravina might be here somewhere, and I think she has the chart. We can look at it.
It's actually posted.
Okay, the chart is here. Afterwards, we'll look on and see where you can go. And anybody have any questions? Okay, I have one question. What's our prime directive?
Leave everybody with a good impression.
Okay, what's our prime directive?
Leave everyone with a good impression.
And how do you do that?
Be humble.
Be humble. And what else? Be kind. Huh?
Smile.
What else?
Cookie.
Give him a cookie. That sure goes a long way. Or a lollipop, because lollipops are vegan. What else?
Leave the green fruit on the tree.
Leave the green fruit on the tree and take the ripe fruits, the people who are willing. We're going out and collecting up people who are willing. They're eager. How else? What else can you do that can leave people with a good impression? Kind words? You leave some kind words. Everyone needs some kind words. Say kind things to people. Be really nice to them and say kind things. Like, what's a kind thing you could say to somebody? I can't think of anything. Huh? Jonathan?
I like your shirt.
I like your shirt. Anything else you can say to somebody that's kind? You look like a spiritual person. See, you write down anything Vijay says while he's here, because it's gold. You could take it to the bank. I mean it. Anything he says, it's very important. It's like Shastra. Yeah, I tell people also that it was an honor to meet you. You know, take time afterwards, after they buy the book. Don't just walk away. And also, you know, build a relationship. Get their name so that we can invite them to come to meet us again somewhere at another program. We have lots of programs around the whole Bay Area where they can join in. Okay, so we'll have a Guru Puja, and then just afterward, any comment, Kishore? Any advice? Just give us one piece.
Yeah.
Maybe give him the microphone, because this is going to be profound.
Just keep Just keep in mind that we are just the instruments, not the doers. So always depend on Krishna's mercy while instruments.
Wow. Thank you very much. I told you it'd be profound. Satya, anything you can leave us with? Okay, give him the microphone. Okay, say it in the microphone then.
And in Japanese as well.
Yeah.
Go, go, go.
Can you tell us that thing? Say that thing about the one's descending and the other one's ascending in Japanese. The two kanjis. What about you're trying yourself and the other is you're letting it come? Because this goes along with Kishore's thing.
Jidiki means you're trying to ascend on your own power. And Tariki means that you're depending on the higher power, or God.
And any advice how we could do that?
Just chant Hare Krishna. The whole time that you're distributing, show everyone the mantra.
So if we chant constantly while we're there, we're following Lord Chaitanya's directive, and that'll also help us remember that we're instruments. So rather than getting mental and thinking that we're the doer, Satyadev Prabhu and Kishore are saying, always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and be not Jidiki, but
Tariki.
So don't be Jidiki today, be Tariki. No Jidiki, Tariki. Okay. And Garanga, what are you doing today?
I don't know.
Are you singing bhajan somewhere? Santa Cruz? That'd be nice. So Garanga Kishore is going to sing bhajans, make a nice atmosphere for the devotees that will be distributing at Santa Cruz. And Srinivas, any advice?
I would say supplemented with information that there is classes going on here and they should come to attend the classes after it and that they should read the books, follow up with, if they are with you people then follow up whether like Bharat or so put it recently that they should follow up with questions are they reading they have read the book or not, because this is Kali Yuga. Giving the book means that it's just the first step, there are 100 more steps to go after that.
So did I understand you saying that you should come to class?
We should broadcast the availability of your class everywhere. In addition to giving the book, we should
follow
up the class.
Okay.
And they should come to the class.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we'll have the Guru Puja now, and then we'll have Prashadam, and then everyone will go on Sankirtan. Gopri Manande, Hari Hari Bo.